You're back with Tobiah, Annie and Anila on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Chelsea Wilson on the line. G'day Chelsea, how are you?
Good morning.
Yes.
Good to be here.
Yes.
How are you?
Good, good, good. And we're going to talk to you about the Count's winter season. And the Count, of course, is the best jazz club on the eastern side of town.
Yeah, I like to think of it as the jazz oasis of the southeast.
It probably is, actually, because it's situated in Monash University, and it is such a very friendly and cosy sort of a place to be in amongst all those buildings.
All the concrete.
Yeah, it's nice. I've had a lot of people say that it has a bit of a New York jazz club feel to it. It's a little unexpected being on a university campus, but I think that's brilliant that, you know, the university has been so supportive of having live music in the area. And it means that we can, you know, take some risks. We're not all just about, you know, trying to make these huge profits. We're about, we really are about the music and about providing a space for community to come and enjoy live music.
Well, over the August and September, you've got a pretty interesting collection of performers, and it kicks off on Wednesday. It's Wednesdays, Wednesday nights. People should be putting
Wednesday
it in.
Night.
Yeah, yeah.
Hump day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's a perfect time to go to such a cruisy place. And I was looking at the program, and a wild lot of variations on the theme of jazz.
Yeah, well, I guess for me the word jazz is a bit of a broad church. You know, what is jazz? I mean, it's one of jazz musicians' favourite subjects, actually. But for me, I'm like, it's a lifestyle, it's a verb, it's a it's a cult. But, you know, it's a very broad genre term, and I like to play with that quite a bit. And we're very lucky in Australia. We have so many artists that are making incredible music and, you know, that kind of plays with the concept of jazz. But, yeah, next week we've got this wonderful artist, David Dower, who's a piano player, coming in to launch a new album of his called Sonda. And he's really interesting. He's a piano player, but he's fallen in love with Bulgarian music, which is so unexpected. But he's been to Bulgaria, I think, 7 times or something with his trio, and he's written this album that has vocals sung in Bulgarian. So it's like jazz mixed with Bulgarian, but it's very fun and it's kind of prog rocky at times. Very, very cool.
Yeah, yeah, very, very interesting. I was looking at that, and a while ago there was a real thing for Bulgarian choirs.
Right. It's fascinating. I mean, when I first heard this project, I was like, what is this? But he's absolutely electrifying on stage. So that'll be a fun one.
In terms of the kind of general lineups, do you tend to have kind of local performers, or are you kind of pulling in international big names?
Oh, I'm really about supporting locals in jazz club, to be honest. But also at the moment, like, it would be extremely expensive to fly people here for, you know, a jazz club gig. But we've just got so much fantastic homegrown talent.
Well, that's true, because I was looking at all the different ones, because after that you've got Nadira and Friends, which is the music of Nat King Cole. And then it follows up with Steve Sedegree Green's trio. So these are all people that are very well known amongst the jazz scene, but the thing about your club is that everything's up close and personal.
Yeah, get a lot of regulars that come to the club, and, you know, when people come for the first time as well, I get a lot of comments about people feel that it's very intimate with the performer, because you get to sit, you know, quite close to the stage. It's got a really beautiful sound system and a great piano. So, you know, it's very, like, you know, it's pretty state-of-the-art in terms of the sound production, but yet you're really close to the artist, which is brilliant.
Well, I, like many people, I assume, am a bit intimidated by listening to jazz. Do you have any tips for how to listen to jazz if you come along to a show?
What a great question. I think the main thing with jazz is that's kind of, I guess, different from popular music is just around the structure. So in jazz, there's a thing called the head of a song, and that's kind of the main melody. So what usually happens is that the whole band will play that main head of the song, the main melody. So if you think of a song like Caravan, it'll be night and stars above the shades so bright, and you'll hear that main part. But then every single person in the band after that is going to have a solo.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So everybody loves it.
Rather than, you know, in rock music, you might have that one guitar solo moment and there's verse, chorus, guitar solo, chorus, chorus. In jazz, you hear that head of the song, that main melody bit, but then everybody in the band gets to have a, you know, a bit of a go on improvising and doing something else. And if you don't do something different with the song in jazz, it's not considered very hip.
You're a boring person.
How much of it is actually improv? Like, how are these people getting on stage and just making it up as they go along? Like, what's the secret?
Well, I guess they're not really totally making it up as they go along. I guess we've got, like, you know, you might call it bebop language, or, you know, there's certain kind of rules that you have to, you know, play with. But it's about how much you can sort of push the boundaries within the framework of the song, you know. And it's very playful, and you can, when you watch it, this is what makes it so exciting. When you watch the band, you can see that how they're communicating with each other, because they might not have decided who's actually taking the solo on what song, and they're looking at each other and it's like, are you going to go next? Are you going to go next? Oh, we'll throw it to the trumpet player. We'll throw it to the saxophone player.
It's an alive affair. And I was going to say that Daryl McKenzie Jazz Orchestra, isn't there 18 people? Or is it a smaller outfit?
Yes, the big band with Daryl McKenzie. I mean, that's an iconic big band. I mean, big band's a little different because it's way more structured. It kind of has to be when you have that many people on stage. I love big band music. And, you know, for me, I'll always program big bands. It's such a huge just achievement to get that many people in the room, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
It's incredible, and it just sounds so good when you're sitting there and you're just hearing this wall of sound from a big band. You know, nothing compares to that, you know. And that show, Femme Belling, is going to come and sing, so that will be brilliant.
Well, also, there's the opposite, really, is Andrea Keller Trio, which is really cool, but very... smart kind of music, isn't it? It's very cerebral.
Yeah, I mean, Andrea Keller, you know, is an ARIA award-winning pianist and composer and academic, and, you know, she's got the most beautiful touch on the piano. You know, she's a real sensitive soul and a very poetic how she plays. And she's a real important stalwart of the Australian jazz scene and is a beautiful composer. And she's got a new trio that she's bringing to the Counts for that show. And, you know, I don't know exactly what it's going to be. And sometimes it's like that. I go, come and play. You do you.
Yeah, you do your stuff.
See what happens, you know. But I think she's going to premiere some new compositions at that show with her new trio. So I'm very excited about that one.
I'm going to ask you a hard-hitting question now.
Sure.
Chelsea. Why jazz? Why should I come along and watch a jazz show instead of going down to my local pub and watching some punk music or rock music or going along to a candlelight concert? Why jazz?
Well, I think you should do all of those things because I think it makes a really interesting life. You know, and that's one of the things about 3CR, right? Like just listening to that, you know, moment just before about talking about having different friends, you know, and not just having friends just like yourself. You know, I think it's the same with music. Life's too short, you know, and it's different. You know, you don't eat the same meal every night, you know. It's variety, you know. It's such a cliche to say spice of life, but I think it's true. I mean, I'm actually in Adelaide at the moment. I just came over for IndieCon and the Air Awards the other night, and the other night I was at a punk gig. You know, last night I went into a venue where there was a cover band. That's all good. But I'm always going to come back to jazz because to me there's something so special about the way the musicians interact, the freedom on stage. You know, Duke Ellington used to say that jazz is freedom of expression. And I think it's one of those genres where, unlike other genres, the instrumentalists and the musicians get to be very free in a way that they aren't in other genres. And to witness that in a live context, you know, nothing compares to that.
I'm
and
sold.
That's why you should come.
Yeah, so they can get tickets online, can't they?
Yeah, you can buy tickets at the door, you can book online. And it's not expensive, you know. That's
well, actually, it's not expensive.
I love about the club. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's like $25, $29. And, you know, we have a restaurant, you know, and you can come, you can eat a pizza. It feels fancy, but it's chill.
Yeah, know? It is. It is chill.
I like that.
Yeah, live music. I mean, if you've got nothing, maybe $25 is a lot of money, but in actual fact, that is a good deal. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. You do such an amazing job. It's, you know, big props to 3CR.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Thanks, mate. Bye. Bye.